This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, September 25. Intercultural, reaching remote places. Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. There is no need for me to write to you about this service to the Lord's people. For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year, you and Acacia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready, as I said you would be. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed, and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The countries of Sudan and South Sudan are among the world's most difficult places to live in today. Millions of people in these countries have been displaced by civil war, political unrest, and disasters. Yet Jesus continues to be at work. The mission agency I serve provides a training program for pastors and church leaders called Timothy Leadership Training. Reverend Patrick, a church leader in South Sudan, recently reported that 43 pastors and ministry leaders completed the TLT program and are making a difference in their communities. Though non-Sudanese people cannot generally enter these countries right now, we can still bless and encourage churches and believers there through programs like TLT. This reflects the joy that flows through 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Here, Paul celebrates the generosity of the church in Corinth as it gives to bless churches in other lands. And their investment in God's kingdom will result in blessings multiplied for both the giver and the receivers. Most significantly, this work honors Jesus. As we consider our place in God's worldwide mission, we cannot underestimate how our partnership with other ministries can benefit people in places we cannot go. Wherever we are, our generosity can bless Christian brothers and sisters around the world in extraordinary ways. Pray with me. God, help us to grow in the grace of giving. May our generosity minister to others around the world and honor you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.